This is installment number 4 of our Vision Atlantic's weekly radio series spotlighting the transformative Vision Atlantic Housing Development, YMCA expansion, and child care project. In a time when communities are seeking real solutions to real challenges, Vision Atlantic is leading the way, creating safe, affordable homes and accessible, high-quality child care for families across our region. Over the coming weeks, we'll continue to go behind the scenes of this groundbreaking initiative, speaking with the visionaries of the project. Today, we're going to talk again to Vision Atlantic President Christina Bateman, Nishna Valley Family YMCA Executive Director Dan Haynes, and the Wickman Child Development Center Director Diana Williams. Diana, we'll start with you, and let's go back and explain the history of the Wickman Child Development Center.
About 15 years ago, this June, Southwest Iowa Family Services that went ahead and did a survey in the community of what was needed for Atlantic to grow and prosper. And we had a lot of several things in our community that were already working really well. We had a successful school system, a fantastic hospital system. We had a fantastic YMCA program, but we were needing childcare. And at that time, I know there were several people concerned that our community wouldn't be able to support a childcare center. We had several in-home providers that were in town, and they thought that maybe that was enough to be able to provide childcare for any new businesses that would come in. But the SWIFTS committee went ahead and did a community survey and found that people were really wanting another place for their children to go besides just the in-home. They wanted also to have those options.
46 kids is what I understand. That's 46. What you started with.
That's what we started with, and we started with 8 employees. And I was one of them. So really quickly, within the first couple of months, it really exploded. And we had a lot of families that were wanting to come in. We had to hire more staff. So in those 15 years, we've had several staff people, over 240, that have come in. And they've either worked in our center for a while, received training, gone on to work at the school system, gone on to future careers in childcare. Some of them have gone on to different careers that they've wanted another path to go. But I think that's pretty impressive to have 240 people that have come through that we've been able to provide jobs for and training and support. And that's all been with the help of the YMCA managing our building.
And it's more than just a daycare, right?
Oh,
I mean,
much more.
These young kids come in and talk about some of the educational programs, some of the activities that are involved here.
Yeah, any early childhood program will tell you that the first 2,000 days of a child's life are the most crucial. Those are the ones that you want to have the most impressionable, high growth experiences to build those experiences in their head and that learning. So with the help of the YMCA, from the very beginning, we've provided a lot of training for our staff as they've come into our building. Besides the regulations that DHS has put into place for mandatory child abuse, CPR, first aid, universal precautions, we've also gone above and beyond and gone into behavioral training, looked at the different milestones for kids. What is it that each one of these age groups of teachers needs to know to be able to work with that age group of kids? And that's helped them to be able to do their jobs even better. So, and a lot of it is done through play. It's play experiences, whether it's in the building or on the playground or even talking to the parents and expanding what they might be doing at home with their kids.
46 to start with. You have a waiting list now, correct?
Yes, we do still have a waiting list. A couple years ago, when we had to just grow back into our own building, we had a much larger waiting list. At that time, we had 70-some kids that were on our waiting list. Now we've been able to take a few more of those children into our building, but we are at capacity right now. We can't take any more kids. And a lot of the in-home providers who have been doing it for years and did it when I was doing daycare and do an excellent job, a lot of us are getting to that point where some of them are wanting to retire, some of them are wanting to spend more time with their families, and we don't have a lot of younger people that are wanting to get into childcare. It's not usually a big financial move to get into childcare. It's a struggle. But what we've tried to do at our childcare center is try to provide them with this extra training that they need to show that they are professionals. They are providing a valuable service to the community.
Obviously, I mean, the big news of the past many, many years has been the child care crisis.
And yes.
Dish out some numbers here that might open our eyes a little bit.
Well, we had a meeting at the Atlantic Community Center, and we had the Iowa Women's Foundation come, and Sherry Penny had visited with a lot of us about what the needs are in communities for childcare, for housing, for growth. And one of the things that stood out with me is that 76% of Iowa households have children under the age of six that both parents are still working. Now, when I was growing up, I was fortunate enough to have my mom at home. She was home with us. My father was the one that was bringing the income into the household. That's changed now. We have a lot more of both parents that are working in the home. So they need those quality experiences. They need those places for kids to go. And a lot of them can't always rely on family or friends that would be able to watch those kids because they might be working too. So 28% of those childcare businesses have lost, they've lost income in the last, over the past 5 years, because employees are not able to find childcare, some of them are having to stay home, some of them are having to quit their job. And so that's a loss to those businesses. It's a loss to the businesses when they have to then rehire people, retrain those people. That's a loss of income to them. So we want to be able to provide something so that people can go to work. The businesses can rely on those employees to be there.
Dan, the new facility, 300 child capacity, what's that new state-of-the-art going to bring this project?
It just brings more stability in child care to the Atlantic area. But I guess the one thing to understand is, you know, the Ann W. Wickman Center is there. We don't own that building. I think that's a misconception of folks in the community, is that we don't own that building. We just have a lease on it for right now. The school district actually owns it. So at some point, that's not our, we won't have access to that building anymore. So this new center will give us several options. So it'll give us the capacity that we need in the Atlantic and the area communities, but it also gives us an opportunity to get preschool. So we run Jack and Jill Preschool out of the YMCA. So we'll have the opportunity to move those kids over into that. That cuts down on busing. It also gives us an opportunity to put some school-age childcare into that into the new child development center. So we'll have a one-stop shop right there in that space. So that'll certainly give our parents and the families, you know, some stability in childcare, and then we can get rid of that that waiting list and get employees into the employers and have that stability.
Christine, anything else to add about the daycare center?
Yeah, just would like to add that, you know, what we're really seeing in Atlantic, at least, and in other communities, is that to a large degree, we're struggling to get young families back to our community. When they finish college, you know, all the data shows that the first thing young families look for when they decide what community to call home is quality, affordable childcare. And so if you don't have quality, affordable childcare available in your community, most of those young families will pick another community to be in. And many times those are the larger communities within our state or other states across the Midwest. And so we see that because we're struggling to keep the young families here, what's also happening is that when mom and dad go to retire, who raised their kids here in Atlantic, mom and dad are leaving the Atlantic community to go live and be near their adult children and grandchildren. So we are really losing two generations by not being able to capture the youngest generation. So that's why one of the reasons that childcare is so important to the future of our community.
Anything else to add?
I was just going to add that, you know, when we think about all of these projects that Vision Atlantic is coming together to do, we hear a lot of people that are asking, well, we need new businesses in our community. Well, we can't have businesses come if we don't have the housing and the childcare and the amenities for them to do. Successful growth in a community takes planning, and that's what this is about. It's planning for the future. It's planning for many more years than what we're sitting around the table are going to be around for. We want to make sure that Atlantic is prosperous and continues to grow for many, many more years. I go back to the time that we started our building with 46 kids in the building. We've had over 680 kids that have gone through that building in 15 years. That's a lot of children that have aged through that building and then gone into school. And at one point, we had 14 different towns that we were representing. Now we're down to 10. That's still 10 surrounding towns that we are representing, of people bringing their kids into our child care center, getting gas in our community, shopping in our community, doing their other business in our community. So that's something we want to be able to bring and keep that growing so Atlantic continues to grow.
Christina Bateman, president of Vision Atlantic, Diana Williams, the director of the Wickman Child Development Center, and Dan Haynes joining us, the executive director of the Nishtha Valley Family YMCA. Next week, we're going to talk about the YMCA expansion project right here in our Vision Atlantic series.